Last one, mutual respect. Healthy relationships create the foundation of a strong team. Healthy relationships create the foundation of a strong team. You know, I think about what Pastor Joey said years ago. I know that we have those three. How do you call that, Carlos? You know, the excellence of a multinational corporate culture, okay? I know we have that. And then what's the second one? The vision and the passion of an apostolic movement. Okay, missional. And then what's the third one? Family? Spiritual family? Professional. And then about the spiritual family, about the relationships. Okay, and so we and he was talking about, you know, at the end of everything, pag balik-balik tarin mo rin lahat, what will keep this is relationship talaga. And that's what Alex Castillo was saying when we had the strategic planning in iLead in Acacia. Sabi niya, I'm really amazed that you guys can challenge each other and argue about a point and actually be passionate about your point. But at the end of it, is, you know, you agree on what you decide on. It is very noticeable that the bedrock, he used the word bedrock, noticeable that the bedrock of this team is relationship. And I thought that was a really, from him coming from the outside looking in, was a very good compliment to us. And I really pray that that remains. That we would default the relationship. Yesterday when we talked about, Tuesday I talked to the pastors about communication, okay? And sometimes what miscommunication, and I'm veering off from the topic, I know, but I just remember this, I wanted to share it. We were talking about miscommunication, and sometimes with regards to texting or Facebook or email, a lot of miscommunication there because you don't have emoticons. Even if you do have emoticons, you still don't know the tones, right? You don't, eh? So, I was saying voice over text. Okay, you want to voice rather than text. You want to rather call them than text them. And I think as team leaders, that's something that we can. That's why we have communication allowance. That's why, you know, we can landline or whatever. Okay, we can call them so that any tinge of miscommunication will not be there. Okay, or even just that's one. That's one I said. One that I said. And the second one was trying to remember what I said. The other one that I remember one is ministry, relationship over ministry. Diba? Voice over text, ministry, relationship over ministry, because we want to default to relationship because sometimes we're, you know, how many of you know, we're action people, right? We want to make sure we're doing all that God wants us to do and more. we have 100 things that we've listed down, but there's another 100 underneath that 100 that we want to be able to complete in 1 hour. Okay, we're action people, and we want to make sure we tick off those boxes. But in the process, sometimes we drive people to the ground. we want to be able to value. I'd rather us default the relationship. Ministry's always going to be there. It really, I talked to JB De La Cruz, who's the magician. You know, sabi ko sa kanya, bro. I want you to understand, ministry is going to be there for all your life. Okay, so, but don't get so caught up in ministry that you burn relationships and even burn your relationship with God. Okay, that you get, because he does get invited to every event these days. Okay, so I said, great, pero just you need to pace yourself also. So, voice over text, ministry over relationship over ministry. I forget the other one. If I remember, I'll tell you. Okay. Acceptance. Mark Conner talked about this in his book, Transforming the Church, 7 Strategic Shifts to Help You Successfully Navigate Through the 21st Century. He said, Jesus had the amazing ability to accept people, all the people, okay, just as they were. Conversely, the Pharisees accepted people who were like them. What was their attitude? Change, and then you can come and hang with us. That was the attitude of the Pharisees. You guys need to change, and then you can come and hang with us. But with Christ, it's different. Come as you are, and then let my grace change you. Acceptance doesn't mean approval of someone's behavior. Acceptance is not the same as tolerance. Jesus was a friend of sinners without condoning their sin. And when you talk about relationships among, even with team members, okay, you accept them for who they are, but of course you don't condone wrongdoings. Acceptance is an act of the heart that shows a person's value and worth. Now, each of us need to realize that often behind our church smiles, many people are struggling with things such as, you know, addictions, sinful habits, patterns of behavior that are hard to break, traumatic experiences or hurts in the past that may be hard for them to let go. And people have actually two options. They can fake it and pretend to have it all together. However, eventually, they will give up and quit on church and on God because they are tired of playing the game. Or they can admit that they are struggling and receive acceptance and help in a loving community. That is what church is supposed to be. And that's why I told the staff a couple weeks ago when we were going through this particular subject, you know, it's okay to be not okay sometimes. It's perfectly okay not to be okay. And in the team, that should be a place of refuge. Yung you're not doing really well. When you ask somebody, oh, how are you today? You know, I'm not really doing well, you know, because my family is, all of them are sick, and you know, my mom has cancer. You know, it's okay not to be okay, because you know, we're so used to, oh, how's the ministry? Oh, great things are happening. Okay, we like that statement, right? Great things are happening. Okay, so not all great things are happening every minute of the day. There are some not so great things, so it's okay to be not okay. All right, number two is, or letter B is listening. Jesus was a person who had so much to say, yet he was a great listener. Okay, we all need this because, as I said earlier, it's easy to blurt out an answer and a solution. And how many of you know, if you listen closely and close enough, you'll realize many, if not all, of our team members are actually brilliant. They have wonderful ideas. They actually have better ideas than you. Ding, ding. Diba? Relationships are built on communication, and communication is built on good listening skills. The Bible says in James chapter 1, be quick to listen, slow to speak. All right? Listening. Letter C is empathy. Or the next one. Jesus had an amazing ability to see a person's heart and their deepest needs, to understand things from their perspective. Okay? Empathy. And this talks about, you know, when you're talking to a team member, context is always important. Let me give you an example. Let's say you are in an airplane. You got a piece of fare to, let's say, Dumaguete, and you're excited, right? All right. Or let's say May with the worship services team, all seven of them going to Iloilo. Piece of air. You're all excited, right? You know, let's say those of you who are married, maybe with your family, those of you who are single, with friends in Barcada, diba? You're all excited. And then, but it's a red-eye flight. I mean, all those, diba, all the piece of airs are usually early mornings or late night. No? So let's say it's a 4 a.m. flight. Okay, you got that piece of air. And, you know, because you had to pack the night before, you slept, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., and you only had barely 1 hour sleep. So you go to the airport with your friends or your family. You get into the flight, get in the airplane, and, you know, at least a 50-minute flight would give you another 50 minutes of rest before, you know, the adventure begins, right? So you close your eyes, okay, but, you know, for some reason, okay, you see children running around after the flight takes off. Okay, there's two boys, as in, like, it becomes a playground. Okay, and you see the two boys and the dad there not doing anything. Okay, so you're upset. Initially, you're trying to be compassionate, you know, okay, maybe they'll stop in a while. But they haven't. It's already 40 minutes into the flight, and they haven't stopped. Okay, they still run around, okay? Scream and shout and all. This is at 4:30 a.m. now, 4:40 a.m. now. Okay, so you stand up and you talk to the father and say, "Sir, I noticed for the past 40 minutes your two sons have been running around. Can you make them sit down? Because, you know, I'm tired. I've tried to pack all my things late at night. I've had a long day yesterday. Early, you know, I'm supposed to have a nice vacation with my friends or my family. I'm going to go to Dumaguete." And then the man talks to you, looks at you, and says, "Well, you know what? I really, really apologize. Last night, we just ended the 1 week funeral for my wife. Okay? And my children don't even have any idea what they're going to do next because they lost their mom. And I don't have anything. I don't know what to do. We're going back to our house in Dumaguete, and I don't know what the future holds for us." How many of you know you'll begin to change your perspective after that? Okay? Because of context, you'll realize, okay. You probably bring out your iPhone and say, "Oh, you want to watch High Five? Or you want to watch Barney? Diba? Okay, you want to sit on my lap now, kids." Mag-iiba eh. It's going to change because of context. And it's just saying, you know, and leading a team, sometimes it's really about listening, just a matter of listening, okay? And realizing, okay, this person's really having a hard time. He's really going through. Now, to be really honest, we all go through tough times, okay? And we all do. So if you do, for sure they do too, right? Okay, next one, authenticity. Jesus was a transparent person. He let his friends see him as he really was. In moments of joy, sadness, anger, and fatigue, he allowed his friends to see him cry when Lazarus died. Okay. Now, in a day and age where there's image projection and impression management, okay, Isa Fabregas, the pamangkin of Gigi, works with Flawless. Flawless, right? And she maintains the image of Flawless, right? Online image of Flawless. There's image management now online. Online image management. And even celebrities hire social networkers, people who are on, they're just online the whole day, Facebook and Twitter and all the different online social networks to manage their image, okay? So it's actually a job right now, okay? And while it is true that Twitter some sort of gives authenticity to who you are, but you know, how many of you know, you don't really show your picture that's, you know, you just woke up in the morning and you saw a picture. You don't post that on Facebook, right? Or, you know, or some of you do, maybe, okay? but it's not normal. Not normally that we do that, right? Except Jekoy. Yeah, normal is relative, that's right. Okay, the level of authenticity in any relationship or group is directly related to the level of openness in that relationship or group. And you know what? People are looking for that these days. They really are. Again, in a day and age of trying to project an image, people are looking for, is this guy for real? Is my leader for real? Or he's, diba, yung you're trying to project an image and then of who you're really not. Or you're putting a burden on that person or in a team member. You don't really want to carry your own if it was actually given to you. Or you assign a job or a task that you don't really want to do. Okay. Authenticity. Next one is forgiveness. Jesus made a choice to forgive those who nailed him to the cross, even though they never asked for it. I read that statement and that hit me hard. Because when Jesus was nailed on that cross, he made a decision to forgive, even if the people did not actually articulate asking forgiveness from him. There's no greater challenge than to master the art of handling anger and conflict. I remember when Edwin and I worked for many years with regards to the kids' calendar. We had a calendar that we would do yearly. Remember that, bro? We would do a calendar for every year, and I guess it was like a fundraising thing for the children. And there was a moment, and sometimes what the kids would do is they would draw, and it would be the, you know, it would be the design, and then the calendars underneath. No? So for 12 months, 12 drawings. And one particular project, the Holy Week was on a different week, okay, which meant, I think it was supposed to be in April, but it showed up in March in that particular calendar. So we printed already how many thousands, you know. So I looked at it and I said, oh no, okay, what are we going to do? Okay, so I said, we didn't see this. Di ba pinaproofread natin to? Sabi ni Edwin, yeah, we had it proofread by people. What happened here? It's like, oh no, okay. So I talked to Pinky. Pinky was still with Pastor Steve at that time. Pinky, what do we do with this? You know, he won't notice. Steve won't notice, right? he's out of town every summer, right? So, you know, he might not notice, but when he finds out and you didn't bring it up, he's going to get mad at you. So why don't you go ahead and talk to him about this thing? I said, okay, that's wisdom, Pinky. So I went in and I said, Pastor Steve, yeah? Okay, I said, I messed up. Diba? So I messed up. I said, okay. Alam mo yung hindi siya ano eh, okay. You know the calendar we were supposed to produce? Yeah. Okay. I want to show you something. You know, the Holy Week was supposed to be in April, but it's now showed up in March. And Pinky gave me a tip. I mean, when you talk to him, okay, make sure you have options. Okay, don't just tell him, okay, I messed up and I don't know what to do. Okay, now as a leader, you go find the options. Okay, what are options? True enough, he asked me that. What are your options? Okay, well, you know, we can have it printed, and it'll, at least this just this page, and it'll cost us this much. Okay, or we can have a sticker, but it'll look ugly, and put the sticker on and. And then he got this, may white out by that time. Eh. What if we do this? And yeah, that's ugly, okay? Let's just go ahead and reprint that page. So we reprinted the page. And then, you know, the amazing thing is, after I did that, I went out and I still hung out in Edwin's office, okay? Trying to sulk. He came out and then he talked about a different, totally different subject. He didn't bring it up anymore. And I never heard it from him ever since. Never heard from about it again ever since. And that's what I appreciate. You know, when you talk about confrontation or even just forgiveness. Okay, sorry, Pastor Steve, I really messed up. It's all right. You've heard him say that, right? It's all right. Naririnig mo? Diba? Yeah, it's all right. So anyway, forgiveness. All right, I'm just telling you my bloopers in the past, okay? And then again, I guess about forgiveness, this particular attitude of it's going to take you more than that to offend me attitude, it's a long statement. It's a long attitude. Just put a dash. It's dash more. More than that. It's going to take you more than that to offend me attitude, okay? And you know, I think I learned this years ago. Again, being in victory. How many of you know you will be offended at some point? You will offend and you will be offended. And it's really just an attitude you take. I think about... Pastor Robert, who's a friend of mine in Pioneer, right? He's offended me. I've offended him. Last year, I'm pretty sure I offended him because there were statements I said that he didn't appreciate. And then years ago, I actually walked out with on a conversation with him because I didn't really appreciate what he said. But you know, he's a friend of mine. Okay, and it's gonna take him more than that to offend me. That's it, bro. Come on, bring it on. Okay, kulang yan. Okay, and I think when you talk about relationships, that's some of the things that you're gonna have to consider. Because you will be offended in this team. You will be. Actually, in any team. Even if you jump from this team to another team, you will still find yourself getting offended. Every day is actually an opportunity to feel offended and to be offended. It's really how we respond to it. All right, letter F, loving confrontation. Jesus took time to lovingly confront people when they needed it, including his disciples and the religious leaders and the crowds of people who followed him. You guys know that we all have blind spots and aspects about ourselves that we do not see. You know, I'd rather people tell me up front rather than talk about it behind my back. Just tell me about it. Okay. But the Bible does say that we are to speak the truth in love. And we all need to be truth tellers. One time, Jen was talking about a particular friend of hers that every time there's a conversation, this mom would always include her children and herself in the conversation. Like, for example, let's say Carlos is talking about Hannah. You know, Hannah, you know, is learning how to do this now and like this and like this. Oh, you know what? My children also. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Belle had a wonderful time in Tagaytay. Oh, I remember also in Tagaytay when we went there. Okay, you know, that type of thing. or when Carlos would say, you know, we took a trip to Iloilo and Keith and Oni were great. Oh, you know, I went to Keith and Oni also. You know, it's just always like that, okay? And I said, Jen, why don't you go ahead and just tell that person, okay? And you're talking to me about her. Why don't you talk to her about her? And you are sensing that and you're feeling that. I bet you other people are feeling that and sensing that as well. And if she's your friend, you owe it to her to talk to her about that. If you consider yourself a friend of hers, and if you consider her your friend, then you go and talk to her about that, okay, rather than talking about her. Okay, so now, how many of you know confrontation is not easy? In our culture, in anywhere, okay, it's very difficult because we all fear being disliked. Because when you confront, you're actually bringing up something negative maybe or something that they will not actually appreciate hearing, at least in the first 2 minutes. Pastor Manny Carlos sat me down one time and because I made a comment about, I was a kids pastor, and I made a comment about another kids pastor, and I'm bearing my heart out to you guys. I made a comment, and you know, sometimes when insecurities show up, you say certain things you don't really notice, but because of insecurity, you say it, and you're wanting to lift yourself so that you look better than the other person. I said that, and Pastor Manny sat me down. When you said what you said, did you mean this? Okay, so, you know, si Pastor Manny magaling sa ganyan, di ba? So Manny Carlos, and I said, yeah, you know, I mean, he's a prophet, right? So he already. He sees right through your heart. And he said, yeah, Pastor Manny, I apologize. In fact, I repent. And I'm sorry I said that. I was trying to make myself look better than the other person. And that was wrong. So, and you know what? In the first 2 minutes, I did not like what he was telling me. But after that, I actually appreciate it. And now it's a good illustration for all of you. Okay. All right, let's try to finish this thing. Last one is encouragement. Jesus was a great encourager. He was always lifting people up and inspiring them towards God's purpose for their lives. Many of our best friends are those who encourage us. Okay? You don't have many strong relationships with those who pull you down. You actually avoid them and see out those and you know, seek out those people who actually believe in you and lift you up. And I think I don't know if there's such a thing as you can over-encourage a person. Bro, okay na, tama na. Sobrang ako encouraged. Diba? I've never heard a person say that before. Tama na, tama na. Okay, we all love hearing encouragement, right? So, and I think if you love hearing encouragement, then maybe pretty sure others would like to hear encouragement also. Encouragement actually brings out the best in people. And, you know, as a parent, I see that happening. You know, I guess it's a Filipino thing. We try to think we can bring out the best in people by saying something negative. Like you hear parents say that, right? Give me an example. For example, somebody give me an example. You put a person, ang bagal-bagal mo, diba? Or tamad-tamad mo, you're so lazy, hoping that they will not become lazy. But unfortunately, that drills that in them and make them feel that they are lazy and actually not do what they're supposed to do. But I've learned, I guess, through the years, encouragement really helps. It inspires my kids and inspires the team as well. You know, Ryan, my son Ryan loves playing sports. He just finished his baseball season, and then he's now in basketball, and then recently started soccer here with Football Fanatics, and then still also wants to take other sports. So parang days are not enough for him to play sports, okay? But every time I bring him on a Monday morning basketball with some of the pastors at Valley Verde 2, he would shoot the ball, and every time he would shoot the ball, whether he makes it or doesn't make it, every so often I'd give him a thumbs up sign. And you could almost see him, you know, you know when a child tries to not look at you, but they're actually looking at you. He makes that shot, it's like, because he wants to see, Dad, am I okay? Am I doing all right? You know, and am I okay ba ko? Am I fine? So he takes that shot, whether he makes it or not. He takes a glance. And when he does, and I catch him taking a glance, I give him a thumbs up sign. And I think about that, and I think about how encouraged he becomes, and he becomes a better, you know, better at what he does as I encourage. And I also think about that, and even our relationship with God, because of our relationship with Christ, because of our relationship with Jesus. All right, every so often we try to look at God, right? And whether we make a shot or not, you know what he does? He gives you a thumbs up sign. He says, "Because of my relationship with you through Christ, you're good with me." Okay, and I think coming from that perspective, coming from that posture, wow, okay, God, I'm secure because of what you have done for me and what I have, you know, the relationship I have with you, then I'm encouraged as it is. Okay, so anyway, I wanted to end there. Any thoughts, any question, any clarification? Okay. It's either it was all clear or you learned nothing. Okay. Okay. Okay naman? Okay. Let's bow and let's pray. Father, we thank you for, Lord, the teams that we're in. We thank you. We actually thank you for where you've placed us. What a privilege to actually be where we're at today. Lord, to love what we do, to be able to do something that, Lord, we've always wanted to do. And in this setting, in this spiritual family, Lord, what an honor. And I pray for every single one of us. Lord, I ask that as we do go about our work, as we lead our teams, Lord, help us to remember that our security and our fulfillment is based on, Lord, you. That Jesus, we have that utmost encouragement that whenever we look at you, there's always a thumbs up sign because, Lord, there's nothing we can ever do to make you love us less as a result of, because of what you have done for us on the cross, Lord. And I pray for, Lord, every single one here, Lord, I pray that as we lead our teams, give us excellence. Lord, surely there were practical things that we listed down. I pray, Lord, every single moment we are to make a decision, Lord, let us connect back to you. Let us ask you for discernment. Because, Lord, it's never a formula. There's really no formula here because, Lord, we're dealing with relationships. We're dealing with teams. And so, Father, I pray that you bless everyone as they lead their teams. Lord, thank you. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor Paulo. All right, we're done. We'll have class again next week. It's going to be fun as well, okay? We're going to have three different speakers come and talk about one topic from three different angles. It's going to be good, okay? See you next week.